Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to your ascension to 2015. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, we are just passionate about passionate action, and so grateful that you could join us today. What an extraordinary moment in history, because we're in that bridge week, Sri. This is December 2014, bridging into January 2015.
Oh, I thought we were in the bridge week between Christmas and New Year.
I guess it's perspective, isn't it?
I think it's totally,
either way, I think most people are checked out right now, aren't they? Have you noticed that? Everybody's kind of in a different, it's like this time out of time moment.
Well, it's absolutely no accident that the energies on the planet are accelerating and reminding us to pay attention.
Yeah.
And we have been in the week of the heart energy.
We have really had, you know, and Sri, of course, is referring to the chakra vastu openings, because this is week five, guys. This is, you know, he was talking about that heart energy a moment ago, about the air and about the green and the circle and the infinite energy. And, you know, I think really Christmas week had that, or last week had that.
It was certainly a nice coincidence that that the Christmas holidays would line up with what we're referring to as the energy of that fourth chakra.
Absolutely.
And just a reminder to all of you listening, what we're experiencing, what we're wanting to bring your attention to, is the chakra vastu.
Yeah.
That the energies of these chakras, and certainly it relates to the earth and it relates to the human chakra system, we're getting a touch of each of the five energies as we cycle through a five-month period where be a dominant energy.
Blow my mind.
And so we've been in the month of December. We still got a little bit to go.
We have a few days here. Don't give up on it yet. There's a lot of December to go.
December's been a lot about your dreamy, watery kind of emotional stuff. And I don't think it's any accident that the holiday season brings up a few emotions. And it's a chance to remember that you have that aspect of yourself available to interact should you want to engage it.
But I love that last week was all about breathing that in and this green infinite energy and really remembering ourselves, because here we are right now. Okay. It's December 28th. And this week is one of the final weeks of the weekly openings that have been overlaying these monthly openings. But now here we are, my angels, we're in the bliss of the ether. Now, ether is very, very powerful because it's the balancing energy of the north direction. So very, very different from everything else. What it carries with it is the shape. And the only way I can describe this is like a shape of a vacuum, like a space vacuum. And so imagine a black hole or a wormhole, this beautiful vacuum of space. And so it really is the wormhole to the universe. And what happens is that this becomes affiliated. Think about your throat. It could be the vacuum of the body, right?
Or the gateway to divine recognition.
Or the black hole. You never know. It could be either of those.
But it is a funnel, you know.
Yeah.
And this symbology penetrates in so many levels. Mm-hmm. That your throat is the gateway between the heart and the divine recognition.
Well, so
and,
much
and
so.
And without the heart, we certainly can't pass through the throat. And
yeah.
If the throat is in denial, it's going to be hard to have a communion with the divine.
Well, and what's so powerful about this week is, as it is the final week that transitions, that it harnesses two energies, because we've had this month of November and December. Remember the Novicember? And so that's coming to a big crescendo. We've been in this energy of the air, and yet the whole month has been about the energy of the water and the creation, second chakra. The sun is coming out again in January. And remember that this week is a mini week of March. March is that what we're calling the escalator to ascension, the stairway that opens us up through the 7 years of 2022, the culmination of the summer of 2014, the three blood moons. It's just a wild time.
Absolutely. And so remember, all times are good times. All true. Times are the time to be awake to your soul, to be awake to what's happening. Yet there are overlays. Just as the sky paints a picture at sundown and sunrise, so too does the chakra Vastu offer a beautiful coloring for us to understand the dynamics of what's occurring.
Yeah.
And we are in, as I was jokingly saying earlier, we're in the transition between the Christmas holidays and the New Year celebration. and we're also, for many people, this is a culminating time.
Absolutely. A time of reflection.
A time for reflection, yeah. A time for clarity, because it doesn't matter how many family members you see and whether you enjoy them or not, they still provoke and evoke something within you.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how many Christmas carols, how many presents, how many glasses of bubbly.
Or not so bubbly.
Whatever your favorite mode of communion might be.
Right.
Regardless of all that, here you are.
Well, how about that?
Here we are together.
Yeah, well, and not only are we here together, Sri, this week, you know, remember, this is the sky. And way back when, oh my goodness, in early December, we had talked about that this last week of December was one, watch the sky this week, pay attention, notice events that happen, because that is the ether of our world, our sky. Yet your words, your truth are the limitless, this blueness to expand and explore. Because when ether is balanced, it brings forward your wisdom. And so this is a week about communication. And, you know, Sri, as you were just chatting about family and things of that nature, really this week is about the communication with yourself. It's your communication with the divine.
There's your deeper theme.
Absolutely.
That's what keeps us honest.
Yeah.
How are we communicating? What are we connected to that we're
absolutely
sharing?
Uh-huh. And how do we hear that? And that's why I just love that today's show is really all about the beauty of our voice, the beauty of the words that we can share. You know, the greatest weapon on the planet is really our words, isn't it? And it's how we wield that. Do we wield it as a force for love, or do we wield it as a force for less than love? How do we wield that? And in this week of ether, as we step into the blueness of the sky, the truth and the wisdom of our throat chakra, that space vacuum, it's the time to dive deep into how we communicate.
Absolutely. You know what I'm reminded as I'm listening to you share that, how we have so many examples in our outer world of inappropriate
as well. Where are we going with this?
Well, I'm thinking of all of these shouting heads on the various news media.
Oh, God, I try not to think about them.
And then I'm reminded of a teacher that walked this planet, Saitha Sai Baba, who said very simply, words should always heal.
Agreed. If your mouth is moving, be healing.
I love that. If you can't say something healing, then be silent. Enjoy the silence.
Well, and what a beautiful gift, because truly our words are that powerful. And you know, one of the things that I love is that as we've kind of moved into this ascension into the ether moment on our planet, we have so much to reflect upon and to look at the ways that we have come together. And, you know, I have to admit, Sri, now you've got me going. I see the visual. You know, have you guys noticed that where they used to have one or two talking heads on TV, they now can have like up to 12 at once?
It's the Hollywood squares of chaos.
Yeah, yeah. Only I'm still missing all those cool guys that used to be in Hollywood squares. Yeah, exactly. Where's Paul Lynde? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, come on. But the reality is that when it has become a Hollywood squares, we no longer have the presence of the healing word or the presence of the way that we communicate that word. And I'm excited about today's show, because today we're going to welcome a wonderful young man, Bob Sima, who a lot of people are calling the transformational troubadour. And, you know, before we get to him, I want to remind you that the lines are open, talking about communication and sharing and receiving
absolutely
healing through our words. So, hey, if you want to get in the queue, give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008 to get in the queue, to jump into the conversation, share your comments, your questions, or to ask for a mini soul reading.
Absolutely. We look forward to hearing from you. And just want to come back to the whole thing about words for a minute, and then we're going to bring in our wonderful guest.
You know, because words are the music of our soul, Sri.
Absolutely. And as you think about it, as each and every one of you listening, just take a moment. Are your words connected to your doubts?
Mm.
Are your words connected to your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Are your words connected to your heart?
Powerful question, Sri.
And so often we fail to attend to our connection and we simply babble.
Well, babble's the word.
Whatever's coming out.
Yeah, no, babble is the word.
And it's a wonderful spiritual exercise to pay attention,
yeah,
to know what one's intention is before expression.
Well, imagine if your intention for one day was to consciously say, every word I say today will be said in the spirit of healing.
Mm.
Whether it's healing yourself, healing another, healing the world. It doesn't matter. But I consciously today call forward that all of my words will be set forth for the benefit of all.
And remember, the essence of healing is to unify that which was separated.
Yes.
And indeed, the journey of the soul is one of reunion.
And to remember that healing can happen through laughter, right? We heal through our laughter. We heal through our love. We heal through our communication. We heal through our presence. You know, that's one of the things that's so important to remember, is that when we come together with presence, when we hold presence, you don't even need the words, because then the energy of the word is transmitted through your divine presence. And I just love that the music of our soul can be played through so many different instruments, including the greatest instrument of all, our heart.
Our heart and our energy, our,
yeah,
presence. And speaking of heart and energy, I just want to offer each of you listening just a little bit of background. Bob Sima is, Kira referred to him as, a transformational troubadour.
Say that five times fast. Transformational troubadour, transformational troubadour.
Oh, no, not that. However, words are just words.
Indeed.
But this man is truly offering his love through, yeah, the energy of music, through,
absolutely,
the energy of song, and using song and melody to invite the listeners into expanded consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And when we move into an expanded consciousness, we're more available for conscious connection. So Bob has traveled all over this country and others, offering musical performances that kind of straddle the world of folk and kirtan and soul and gospel.
Boy, there's a myriad of energy, huh?
And I think the best way to offer an introduction for a musician is to play a little bit of his music.
I agree wholeheartedly.
So
and he has a new album out. Yeah.
Before we bring you into chat, let's have a clip from Put a Little More Love in the World.
Let's listen.
And there's no place that it's not, and there's no time that it stops. There's a reason it takes your breath away. And the message is clear. It's the reason why we're here.
Beautiful. And what more can one say?
Other than putting a little more love in the world is Bob Sima. Welcome to the show, Bob. We're delighted to have you with us.
Great to be with you guys. I've been enjoying. I was sitting there rocking out to my own song.
I would hope so.
Well, you know, that reminds us every once in a while we just need to receive
and rock out. I love it.
That's a good point. You know, I was like, yeah, I don't sit around and listen to my music. You know, I play it, so I don't sit and listen to the record very much. You know, I guess probably most musicians don't, but just sitting there listening to it, it was really sweet to have that just come on. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, our pleasure. So, you know, got to jump in and ask you, how did this get started for you? You know, were you just born rocking out to your songs? I mean, how did this come forward for you that you're a transformational troubadour?
Wow, you just throw the zinger out right from the beginning, don't you?
I'm known for that.
Where does it start? Yeah, I mean, what a great question. Where does it start? I mean, I think it started with my soul just wanting to wake up, but it took a while, you know. I did other jobs for many, many years, went to college, you know, went the whole corporate route, but it just took me, you know, it took me awakening to find this voice, you know, talk about the throat chakra. I mean, it just took me a few iterations and a few careers to realize, you know, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know, you're supposed to be, you know, putting the words to the music. It's a message. It's a mission. I mean, it's a ministry, if you will. And it's been a long awakening, a long peeling, a lot of peeling off layers and just stepping into it. And here it is now. So.
Well, so beautiful. Now, do you find that you are sitting with a journal and sketching out a few lyrics? How does this come forward for you?
You know, what I do is I'm a word hound. I mean, phrase. If a phrase catches me, I'll just grab my phone and I'll punch it in the notes section. And I've got literally dozens and dozens of pages in my notes section of just little phrases, you know, like that "Put a Little More Love in the World" was a perfect example. You know, it was just that was the phrase, you know, it was actually "Put a Little More God in the World," and I just swapped out the world because God is love, right? So
yes.
Phrases get me. I mean, I hear a phrase and I can like crystallize an entire song out of it. There was a Maya Angelou quote, you know, they say at the end of the day, people won't remember you for the things you do or the things you say. They'll only remember how you made them feel. Mm. And I can remember when I wrote that song, "How You Made Them Feel." That's the name of the song. I wrote it just almost instantly. And it just comes out sort of in a, all at once. I mean, I just have to write it down. That's what I say. I don't write the songs. I write them down because they're coming from, you know, they're coming from the divine. So your job is to be a good scribe. So I love words. And as you've been talking about here all along, I love the words. And if I can get an energy, if I get goosebumps, you know, I'll grab my guitar and just, you know, scratch out a little melody and the songs just come out pretty effortlessly.
So I have to ask, what was the moment for you? You said, you know, you did the college thing, you did the business thing, and then the mission unfolded. What was the crystallizing moment? What was that moment where you just absolutely knew?
Probably, I don't think there's ever a single moment. I think it's just you kind of get your courage up. I remember the day driving in my car, picking up the phone and calling Europe, which is where my boss at the time was. And I'm going, wow, his phone's ringing, and I'm about to have a big conversation with him. And he picked up the phone, and I said, listen, you know, I'm gonna do music, like, full-time. And I'm calling you to figure out how we can make this work where I can, you know, not leave you guys in the lurch and be, you know, I wanted to be a good boy about it. And he was beautiful. He said, that's great. He said, I've been doing this part time for so long. And he just kind of supported me. But it's just, I don't know. I just picked up the phone. I said, today's the day. I'm making the phone call. But it had been many days, you know, up to that point, and many conversations in my head and in my heart, connecting those two together with the universe and knowing that, you know, that age-old statement, do what you love and the universe will support you, you know, the money will follow. I mean,
where I have to jump in. So mm-hmm. So let me ask you that, because I know there's a lot of people listening going, man, that took courage. And it did. Mm-hmm. So the courage that it took to pick up the phone and you said, okay, today's the day, I'm calling him, I'm making this happen, I'm doing this with integrity. And not only did you find the support right away, but what was it inside of you that gave you the inner strength, the inner courage to say, today's the day? Because that's really the step a lot of people never take, and you've become a role model in taking that step. So how would you advise others that are vacillating on that step? What did it for you?
You know, I think one thing that people, you know, and that I didn't get as well was, it's not even about me, you know? It's not even about me. It's not about writing songs. It's not being a good singer, getting up and putting on a good concert. There's a bigger call. There's a divine presence that is pushing. That's what Put a Little More Love is. You know, we're all just, you know, a flute, and the divine is blowing through you. So when you just allow that to happen, and you get your kind of not an ego in a negative sense, but you get your sort of self out of it, and you reach up for a higher calling, and you know you're being supported by this thing that's just unlimited and endless. Then all of a sudden, it doesn't really become a big decision. It just becomes a when, you know, like, well, man, I'm going to be ready in another couple of weeks or a month, or you know, put away a few more paychecks or what, you know, whatever. When you step out of yourself and you step into a bigger arena, in other words, the divine or whatever you want to call it, God, source, is behind you. And when you're lined up to do what you're here to do, you know, and you say yes to it, you're saying yes to that. You're saying yes to that bigger thing. And that bigger thing is unlimited support, deepest pockets you'll ever find. And there's no failure because you're stepping up to a bigger calling. So I think a lot of people, you know, they put it all on themselves. Like, yeah, I have enough. I can do this. I'm too old, or I'm too this, or I'm too that. But when you realize that it's really not even, you know, you're physically doing the things you're doing. But when you realize you're serving such a larger, you know, entity or, you know, source or force, it sort of takes the pressure off of you. You say, I'm just going to let it through me. And it's so clear that you're there to do that. So,
beautiful.
You know, I hope that answers the question.
Well, absolutely.
It does, and I'm reminded of a couple things with a smile. One of them is that I know for me, in my path, when I was really letting go of the habit, meaning that we get into patterns in our life that for good reasons and maybe some reasons not so good, we create patterns, we're coping, we're dealing with all the pressures of culture and family and religion and needs and desires and all that jazz, and a shift in our path that is soul-based will always be supported. A shift in our path that ultimately is in service. And what I'm reminded of with a smile is, for me, when I deeply connected with the poetry of Rumi, I found an ignition of passion that carried me past my fear. And I remember one line that I know you'll relate to, which is simply, gamble everything for love if you're a true human being.
I love that line.
Love that one.
There you are.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you did. Because what I'm hearing from you, Bob, is that doubt was never a factor. And I love that. I'm a big, big believer in inviting people to let go of doubt, because doubt really is what separates us from the divine. And it sounds like you were at a point where there was clarity and doubt was not a factor. And so we celebrate your movement forward and the way that you've been creating your songs.
Well,
thank you. Thank you for celebrating.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's funny. I have a smile on my face, too, about the Rumi, because, you know, Rumi just cracked me wide open. And it was not so coincidental that, not this record, but the one before it, I have a song on it that I actually borrowed from another songwriter who borrowed it from Rumi. It's a poem called Everything is Music. And that's my like signature song, and I get up and I play it almost at the beginning of every concert. And Rumi and these mystical poets, you think they were sitting around counting their gold and their, you know, what if they had food in their belly? Oh, good deal. It wasn't about that. It was about just sinking into the mystic, sinking into what you're here for, your dharma, you know, your purpose. And you know, we get caught up in our humanness, and you know, humans are fallible, you know, but the mystical is endless. I mean, I saw a quote the other day. It said, I can't remember who it was. It said, you know, let's not worry so much about what's trending. Let's focus on what's unending.
Woohoo! And, I love that quote. That's great.
Isn't that beautiful? Beckwith. I think that's what it was. It was Michael Bernard Beckwith. So then, anyway, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, and this is a question I get a lot. It's funny that you're jumping into this. You know, well, what would you say to somebody who's kind of on the precipice of something? You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Do it with devotion. Do it with passion. And then when it's time, it'll be time. You know, eventually, step into it all the way. You know, I mean, and there's some people I can just tell you that I know some people along my path I've met that
are very spiritual people, and they wanted to perhaps become a teacher. You know, they wanted to, you know, have their own practice, you know, working with people or whatever. And one particular friend of mine, she works at a very large banking institution, and she's very high up in the company. And her spiritual advisor, she was went to her and she said, "Look, I want to be a spiritual teacher." Or she just wanted to quit her job and go do something. She said, "No." She goes, "Your wisdom and all that, they need that really badly in that big company, in that big sort of, you know, old school company. They need you. So you're in a perfect spot where you need to be. So you keep that wisdom, and you are a teacher. You are a change agent. Just it might not be what you think." So a lot of times we have this vision of what we think we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, people think of what I'm doing, "Oh, you must be riding around, you know, on a tour bus and hell, I don't know, you know, like driving in a van. I mean, like, we drive from gig to gig, you know. I mean, we got our stuff. Who carries our equipment? Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, it's not like rock star glamour. I mean, but I love it. And when you find when
there's the magic phrase right there.
Yeah,
I love it.
It just, it flows. I mean, the thing is, I can't not do this. And that's what it is. I can't not do that.
Well, that's the magic right there.
Once you get lined up, then it seems so obvious.
It is. It does.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.SriAndKira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriAndKira.com.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you.
We really are. And here we are, 2015 Ascension, the music of our soul breathing in the ether. Woohoo! It is such a powerful moment.
Absolutely. We invite those of you that are listening to pick up the phone and give us a call. We had a little glitch with a couple of callers.
We have more lines open. Yeah. Hey, it's your lucky day. Talk about New Year's. So give us a buzz at 888.
You were one of the ones that was on that line. Call on back.
So give us a call at 888-627-6008. And remember, when you call in, stay close to the line, because if we call you and you're not there, we get to have to go to the next person.
Well, speaking of the next person, let's just go ahead and have one.
Yeah, because I notice how those lines are filling up again. So there you go.
We're going to head to line four and say hi to Elaine from New Mexico.
Well, namaste, Elaine. Welcome.
Hi, this is Elaine.
Well, hi, Elaine. It's so good to hear your voice.
I recognize that beautiful voice.
Yeah. Happy New Year Ascension.
And same to you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. How can we serve you today, Angel?
Well, I would like a mini reading.
All right. It would be our honor to offer that to you. So I want to invite you to just take a moment right now, and they're telling me both hands. So if it's safe, I'd like you to just kind of bring both hands to your heart And to just, take a beautiful, relaxing breath. And it's so funny. When I gaze at you, what I'm seeing right now, the word they're giving me is smiles. It's like there's all these, it's really precious. It's like there's this smile. There's all these smiles around you. And when I ask, why are you offering her this message? Why are you offering her this this visual? They say, because the smiles of 1,000 universal suns are coming through you. And that as you feel these smiles, they will relax, restore, and rejuvenate the energy within that would ever cause you to wonder. And that as the new year is coming forward, this is the time where your integration of these 1,000 smiles will be needed more than ever. They're also showing me family members, and they're saying that there are several family members around you right now that they don't need words. And I'm kind of smiling that you would call today as we're talking about the throat chakra and words, that they're saying that they don't need words. What they need is presence, and that presence can come through your smile, your witnessing, your being, but that every journey is going to culminate, and it's going to culminate perfectly. However, your role in the journey right now is to be a presence holder more than an active participant. And that as you do that, the next steps will unfold. They're also telling me March and April, very powerful months, March and April, something big is going to happen in March and April, and that it will all culminate as it needs to culminate. And for you to, in this moment, harness this integration of these 1,000 smiles. And thank you for putting a smile on our face, because I'm sure feeling those right now as well. And it's such a gift to connect with you. Thank you, my love, for calling.
Thank you so much, you guys. And I love you.
We love you.
Many
Namaste,
blessings.
Elaine.
And so, beloved listeners, put a smile on your face.
Yeah, 1,000 smiles. I love that.
It's so important to remember that every moment has choice.
Yes.
And when we can choose to smile, when we can choose to breathe, when we can choose to relax our agenda,
which is a choice.
A lot more grace flows our way.
Yeah, well, I'll take more grace. No worries there.
And speaking of grace flowing, our guest today is Bob Saima, who's a wonderful musician who travels the country sharing messages through song of expansion, connection, and peace and love.
And he has, he has a great website, and it's easy because it's just his name. It's just Bob, B-O-B, Saima, S-I-M-A, just like it sounds, .com. And check it out, because you can also get his new album there. Well, I think all of his albums are there.
There's samples online, and of course you can order products and bring those CDs into your home for endless joy.
Yeah.
And Bob, tell us a little bit about your career at this moment. I noticed on your website that you're pretty busy traveling.
You're just wearing yourself out there.
So show us a little bit. What's your world look like?
Oh, my world looks beautiful. It really does. I get to travel to beautiful places and meet beautiful people and play music, and we sing together. So a lot of my concerts are, me with my guitar, and I'll usually start the song, the audience connects so deeply to the music, and they connect to each other. I mean, we have people singing to each other. I mean, these concerts are pretty expanding. So, we travel around all over the U.S., and, it's growing. We, as I said, started full-time on this only just about a little over a year ago. So, about a year and a half, and it's just expanding every single day. Literally, new things are opening up. So
I have to ask, what did you do before? I mean, you talked about earlier on in the show, which I love your story about how, there was the day. I love that, that you called the guy you're working for. What were you doing? What was your quote unquote former life? What used to occupy your time full time?
It was corporate work. I was in the software business. So, that kind of work, working with technology I was a problem solver. I worked with companies to help them to communicate better. Actually, it was software to help writers to communicate more clearly their instructions, and it was kind of technical, and it could get kind of hard to describe the whole thing. But just a corporate guy running around doing software sales,
but I love that. Well, the reason I'm loving it is I'm tracking with you is so many of us, and I want to go back to the story you talked about, the woman who is in the high profile banking position that wanted to be the spiritual teacher. And the reason I want to tie that into what you were just saying is so many of us don't realize that everything we do in our life is training us to step into our divine mission at the moment our soul and our physical form unify into a sacred union energy where we say yes, because we're all given that beloved moment to say yes. You know, we all have choice. And if we say yes at one point in our life, awesome. And if we don't, it's not like we can't say yes again. We just cycle through. And so as I'm listening to you, what I hear is that you were actually in training for what you're doing now. You were a problem solver. You were helping with writing and communications. And I'm just kind of giggling, because as you put together your schedule now, as you put together all of your appearances, as you put together albums, as you're putting together final products, as your website is put together, it would seem to me that the hand of the divine had been guiding you all along so that when you stepped into your mission, you also had the, and I'm going to use a little quotes, you know, the air quotes here, real world skills to make it happen. I mean, does that resonate for you?
It really does. I mean, everything you just said, like, wow, it's beautiful. I mean, I truly believe that. I mean, you're not just even your spiritual awakening is always happening. Like right this moment, you're this is building you for the next moment and the next moment after that. And one of my favorite teachers says, as you say, I am new in this moment, and that too shall pass.
And, I love it.
You know, and it. You're right. I mean, it was training. It was you know, putting money in the bank. I mean, it was all part of it. It was, you know, there were days when I said, oh, I'm just, all I'm doing is working for a paycheck, and then there was other days that said, wow, I get to put extra money in the bank for later when I'm going to possibly need it. You know, so it was building everything up for what I'm doing now, and what I'm doing now is building up for everything I'm going to do 5 years from now, or maybe 6 months from now. So I totally vibe with what you said. Yeah.
Yeah, there is only now and the
soon-to-be. And the soon-to-be now. That's how we always phrase it.
I am also reminded of a teacher of mine who said, Sri, everyone is awake, but they're awake to different things.
Exactly.
And it's what you're awake to. Yeah. And when I began to let that in, I started loosening up on my need to judge.
Yeah.
We are all doing the best we know how. And we are gradually, through whatever process, whether it's through crisis or just gentle evolution, bringing our consciousness into alignment.
Well, you know, speaking of bringing our consciousness into alignment, as we are in this extraordinary week of the ether, overlaid in this final culminating moment of the month of the water and the November and all these amazing chakra vastu energies, I really want to connect with more of our beautiful callers. So why don't we invite somebody else back in?
Well, we can do that. You know, the lady from Dallas, Texas is standing by on line 3, and that's Paula.
Namaste, dear one. Welcome back.
Namaste. I'm here this time.
Yes, you are, and radiant as can be. How can we serve you today?
Thank you. Well, first I want to thank Bob for his beautiful music. I will definitely be looking for it. And thank you for all the wonderful things that you do. And I would like a mini soul reading, please.
Well, we would love to offer that to you. And I know that Bob, I can feel Bob's radiant smile and his heart expanding 1,000-fold around you right now. And as is mine, you have, you know, when you first spoke, I mentioned that, yeah, your radiant self is here. When I connect with you, what I'm seeing right now, it's really quite beautiful. It looks like a pair of golden wings, and they come out of the center of your heart chakra in your back. But it's like when I look at you, like you're right in front of me, it's more than wings. It's like these two big golden energy portals, but they come up around the top of your head as if they were about, oh goodness, I want to say like 3 to 4 feet above your head, and they come to a point. And at that point, I'm seeing pulsing waves of energy flooding into you. And this beautiful voice, it feels very much like Metatron to me, is saying to you right now, listen with your heart. listen with your soul, relax your brain, and remember your truth. And they just keep saying this over and over again. Listen with your heart, listen with your soul, relax your brain, and remember your truth. And they're asking you to relax, if it's safe to just put your hands in your lap and just relax and receive. They're saying that when you ignite this golden portal of open energy, the answers will appear, the clarity will get very, very accurate, and the message that you are meant to bring to yourself and those around you will be clear. They're using the word fortnight, and I don't even know what a fortnight is. Do you know what that is, Sri?
That's more than one night.
I guess so. So you're going to look that up. They're saying within a fortnight. That's the word they're giving me. Within a fortnight.
2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks.
Well, then that's it. So they're saying within a fortnight, everything will make more sense, but within this time, you want to keep connecting with this golden energy because it will bring it all together. There's also for you this power right now of the energy of the five, and that's a very powerful number. And so I would encourage you to just allow yourself to just keep connecting with this golden energy, let it come forward, and to really receive this message and work with it, because in this fortnight, everything like shifts, everything's different. So I'd say you have a heck of an amazing new year in front of you, and I'm really glad you got through to us today. We love you, dear one. Thank you for calling back.
Oh, thank you. As we say in Texas, yee-haw.
Yee-haw, I'll join you on that one. All right.
Keep on
staying, right. Beloved.
Beautiful. Well, Bob, you know, one of the things that I want to come back to as I reflect on the joy that we've been conversing here in the last hour is a few little themes popped up. One of them was about trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we didn't use these words, it's about trusting that the divine is guiding you, that there is a flow at work.
Mm-hmm.
And the other theme is about getting out of the way.
Yeah.
Which is a corollary of trust, is it not?
Because do we not always get in our own way? It's hysterical.
You know, and when we smile at your timing on saying, I'm going to go with this career.
I love his timing.
You know, people often are waiting for they're waiting to get the boot. You know,
yeah, and sometimes that boot is, if you don't have the courage to call your boss, he has the courage to call you and go, you know, we're downsizing.
That's true. It's nice to be able to take the proverbial bull by your own horns, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, sometimes life just gives you the, you know, well, you get a series of feathers, I heard, and then there's the brick.
So true.
And one of the things I just want to mention for all of our listeners is that when you visit, it's BOBSIMA, BobSima.com, you will get the sense as you tune into Bob's music and his mission that he's been doing this forever.
Because it's an eternal mission.
Because
that's so true.
Truly it's lined up with what is true. And I was very surprised, Bob, when you shared, well, no, it's only been about a year and a half.
Yeah, that you've been doing this full time. Outrageously beautiful for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. I mean, it has been a long road of, you know, part-time work, but, you know, it is. And I don't take all the credit. Shannon Plummer is my partner and also a partner in all of this. And she does a lot of the work. And we have an amazing web designer. And we vision a lot. We spend a lot of time, you know, just visioning. You know, before we do anything, we really try to sit with it. You know, how's that going to play out? How exactly do you want it to be? Put the word, like you were talking about earlier, words. You know, your words. Be impeccable to your word. I think is at the fourth agreement. You know, so it all ends up on the website and the, you know, the mission statement on the website. Everything was very well intended. So I'm glad it reached you and you could see that.
And as we are saying goodbye to you for this moment, I want to say, Bob, I want you to relax. We're going to play another one of your clips, and may you enjoy it. And to all of our listeners, just relax and breathe as you listen to this song, which is entitled, I Am.
What's the I behind the I am? Who's the me behind the eye through which I see? Am I the watcher or is there something else that's wanting to be seen through me? accumulated all these things. Artifacts, possessions, names, they try to tell the tale of me. But I am holding on to thinking there's a little bit more to the story. Well, I know I'm not the name you say, the things I own, the roles I play. I know there's something breathing me. If you take away my name and you take away these things, you're left with only awesomeness, the essence that I came here with, the everything, the I am.
Beautiful indeed.
I love I am. Yeah. And for those of you that were just with us, that was Bob Sima at bobsima.com. We encourage you to check him out.
We only gave you a little clip. There's more there if you go looking.
Yeah.
And to all of our listeners, we want to remind you, as you're looking, there is so much to be found.
Oh my gosh. Like, there's like almost overwhelming stuff to be found.
Absolutely. And before we go to our phone lines again, I just want to remind you that please visit shriandkira.com, because I want you to take a look at what's happening in January.
Yeah.
Most powerful series, 3 nights of a live discussion on the ancient wisdom of Rudraksha and Ratna.
Yeah, it's a science therapy from the ancient Vedas. Guys, this goes back just about as old as any recorded history can.
And what you'll discover, if you bear with us for that wonderful sharing, is that the divine energy on this planet has left us some clues on how to heal and realign.
Mm.
And those clues are very present through this science.
Yeah.
I'll say no more other than you will be delighted.
You will be. And it's right there on the homepage at shriandkira.com, RRST. Just check it out. You can also check out, you know, all the Chakra Vastu we've been talking about. We have an article posted on that that goes back over all the weeks that have just been happening and the months ahead, including our incredible month coming January. Now, remember, if you have not checked out our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, make sure you do. And right around January 30th, you'll see we'll have our revelations posted for January.
December 30th.
Excuse me, you're right.
But we'll do it again in January.
But we will do it again in January. But yeah, right around December 30th, you'll see our January revelations. And this is a big one, big month. So you want to check that out. But how about some callers, Shri?
Absolutely. We've got time to go to the sunny state of Florida.
Oh, I'd go there anytime.
And we'll welcome Rita to the show.
Namaste, Rita. Welcome.
Hi. Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Hi. I've been, oh, my God, so many years. Oh, my goodness. Hi, I'm going to be in your class coming up in January, and I've been following you, like I said, many, many, many years through the Essenes and books and everything, and I'm so honored. I can't tell you, but I would love a reading, please.
Well, it's our honor, Rita. And first of all, I just want to share with you that you have this beautiful crown energy right now. It looks like, the only way I can describe it is if it's safe to put a hand on your heart, put a hand on your heart. And they're saying, take your free hand. And I'm doing this with you, Angel. And I'm kind of like holding where I would have a crown, and I'm kind of like circling it around my head. And they're saying that this crown for you is a crown of recognition, that it is the time of your empowered queenship. And that in this time of empowered queenship, and it's funny, your crown is made up of, it's like green leaves, beautiful like gemstones. I'm seeing like labradorite and rose quartz, and it looks maybe like emeralds. And then also what looks like the energy of just a ray of crystalline light that holds it all together. And they're saying that is your truth, and that the more that you can feel into this, and I'm covered in chills as I'm sharing this with you, Rita. I'm just covered. And they're saying the more that you can touch into this and remember this as your truth, that when you walk as the queen would walk, talk as the queen would talk, act as the queen would act. And remember that the compassion inside your heart must first be given to you. That this is a very powerful year ahead for you. There's no surprise that you got through on today's show, because 2015 for you is going to be unlike any other year. And they're saying that everything you're setting in motion and everything that you're doing with clarity will manifest in ways that will defy your mind. And so remember to step forward as the unified stream of queenship with the compassionate energy of the divine, and everything, literally, I'm covered in chills. Everything you touch, your fingertips touches, they say, will turn to the gold of the divine in form. And so it is. What an honor to share this moment with you, Rita. Thank you for calling.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Namaste. Namaste. Oh, my God. Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And we love you, dear one. Namaste.
And may all of you just enjoy the sweetness of an open heart.
Yeah.
And as we are coming to a close for today, I do want to share a couple more things with you. One is that it's no accident that we're talking about the throat. We're talking about words. But remember, words are simply symbols for something else.
Yeah.
And that's the piece that I just wanted to underscore for today. One of the reasons why it's so wonderful to honor musicians is that their words are more than the word.
Mm.
It's the energy of the song. It's the energy of the tone, the voice behind the word that gives you a greater depth of communication. That's where words become art.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us in our life, if we're igniting our words with passion, they carry so much more depth and meaning, do they?
Passionate action.
And true passion is always anchored in our heart.
Yeah.
And so trust yourselves, beloved ones. Breathe into your heart. Follow that breath right into the center of your chest.
Okay.
And as you feel that alignment, then from that place, speak your words. And we will then be in the full embrace of the ether of the all that is.
Indeed we are, and indeed our planet is. And beloved angels, remember that as you flow through this week, regardless of when you listen to the show, when you flow through the heart and allow the wisdom of your soul to be expressed through your words, you can only heal yourself, our planet, our universe.
And so, beloved listeners, as we come to a close for today, remember to breathe deeply, to trust yourselves, and to just know that all is truly well. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.